Have you seen that book that somebody Halliburton did about the different architectures in the Clarksville? Too? Did you see that book? No, but somebody, she helped with the layout and with some of the descriptions of the different
Ms. Allen?
Somebody over at Austin Peay who did the photographs. He went around and took pictures of all the historical
places. Well, Ms. Allen does the same kind of work. She lives at, somewhere not too far up in the country. And then my granddaughter does. My grandmother, the mother of those children.
Uh-huh.
She just got our family tree up.
Oh, isn't
that
nice?
And she hadn't been through with it yet. And she got a letter. She's working too for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when she does any work, they pay her for it, but she works for a lawyer here.
Mm-hmm.
But she does this at night, and it's bad times, you know. But she's got quite a bit out of it. And every time she learns about some of my immediate family, because I've got to study that.
Right, yeah, that takes a lot.
And
will you tell me that you, when you did the store, you had the luncheonette? Who was in charge of cleaning up if people ate there and washing dishes and stuff? Who'd do that?
I had a credit boy.
And what did he do?
Wash dishes. And
yes.
He helped in everything. And then we would live with groceries.
Oh, yeah.
And
how'd you deliver and what kind of... When you first opened, was it a wagon?
Small wagon.
And horse on it then? One horse or two horses?
One horse wagon.
And have you ever heard the term single tree and double tree?
Yeah.
Now what does that mean?
Well, a single tree is for one, and double tree is when you have two.
Two horses? You're the first person I've interviewed. We have these questions we sometimes ask. And you're the first person that knew, had ever heard of single tree and double tree.
Single plow and double plow, used to.
Same thing, man. Single tree for one mule and then double tree for two mules. Or whatever you're using.
And mule and horse are what you use. And of course, we use mules at home. My daddy did.
Now, did you ever hear of a word for those sacks people carry stuff in? Burlap, the stuff that potatoes come in? Did you ever hear those things that people carry stuff in? Did you ever hear a name for those? Did you ever heard of a croaker sack or a tote sack?
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, it's something. You know what burlap is? Well, they're made out of something like burlap. But they're big. But later on, they make these sacks now so they can get out of there. Toe sack was closer woven than made the good. They were sold up.
I see. So the first with the tote sack was after the big burlap sack. And were people just using to carry anything in them?
Tote sack for groceries.
And anything else.
That's what the kind of them tote sack.
You never heard, what's that one, Crocker sack? You ever heard that? Crocker sack, I mean.